It was a meeting place, a location where Lewis and Clark twice stopped during very important points in their journey. We go there on today's edition of The American Countryside.
Hey, Keith, long day tomorrow. Can you fill up the tractor?
Copy that.
I need 20 in diesel.
Okay, look, we know you wouldn't go to a local Gas and Go and put $20 of fuel in your tractor. That wouldn't even get the job done. So why would you risk leaving your crop short of the fuel it needs to get the job done this season? Add agro-liquid nutrients to your side dress and foliar pests to efficiently and economically get your crop the fuel it needs. Visit agroliquid.com/foliar to learn more.
Join Farm Journal agronomists this summer for the Farm Journal Yield Tour. Led by industry experts Ken Ferry and Missy Bauer, topics include assessing technology for maximum return and mastering variable rate and multi-hybrid planting. There will also be a live AgriTalk taping with host Chip Flory. Visit agweb.com/Farm Journal Yield Tour to find a stop near you. Sponsored by Valent, Trimble, and AgriGold.
When Lewis and Clark departed Traveler's Rest, just south of present-day Missoula, Montana, in late August of 1805, they were led by an Indian guide named Old Toby. Interestingly, when they reached the west side of the mountains, historian George Knapp says their guide left without pay.
When they got down to the Columbia River, they started running into other Indians that lived lower down on the river from the Nez Perce. And Old Tobe and his sons got a little worried about running into these Indians. They were not exactly friendly. So one day, the expedition saw Old Tobe running back up the river, and he just left without even getting his pay.
Although Traveler's Rest was a point of departure over the mountains in 1805, the party returned here in 1806 and split their group in order to explore more territory. Lauren Flynn is executive director of the Traveler's Rest Preservation and Heritage Association, which oversees Traveler's Rest State Park.
It's really kind of a fulcrum of the expedition, I think. Certainly, the journey between Lemhi Pass and the Wiat Prairie is probably at least the most adventurous of the journey. And Traveler's Rest acts as the fulcrum of that.
Traveler's Rest lays west of the Continental Divide, outside of the drainage of the Missouri River, meaning this land was not American land. Yet Lewis and Clark seem to make that claim in the letters they wrote.
This is outside the Louisiana Purchase, remember. And Lewis, before they split, wrote this letter basically planting the American flag in the soil. And it was a pretty bold gesture, I think, for a country that was just about to turn 30 years old.
Today, Traveler's Rest State Park marks the spot that was such an important travel point in centuries past. Traveling the countryside, near Missoula, Montana, I'm Andrew McCray.